Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Anchored Ascension podcast. I'm your host, Marisa Sage, and thank you all just for being here, to be honest. Today, I kept hearing that I was to bring through some messages for the inner child. So, we're receiving so many geomagnetic storms right now, solar flares, very infused energies and frequencies that are coming down to really support us, to clear and purify us. So if we look at them from the aspect of that, right, taking the higher view, right, that higher perspective of why these geomagnetic storms are happening, right, why the solar flares are coming off of the sun and coming and raining down on Earth so much right now, it's because we are in this intense pressurized system right now, where we are clarifying and bringing clarity and clearing to what is underneath all of it, what is underneath our feelings, the emotions that we are holding still. Because I know a lot of you, like myself, have been just like fed up with our own shit, right? Fed up with your own inner shadow that's still showing up, that you're like, wait, I thought I did all of the shadow work. I thought I did a lot of the inner child work. I thought I did a lot of this emotional intelligence work so that I could show up, so that I can be in connection with my higher self always, right? In all ways. But there's the ego that's coming through right now for some of us, maybe for a lot of us. That's bringing in confusion. So, today, the intention for this session is really to just share with you a few words around the inner child and then receive some messages through the cards. I love to use divination card readings, especially because of the energy that's infused through them. So, divination is really just you're accessing that connection and relationship with spirit, right? The unseen, the realities that are existing, the dimensions, the timelines that are playing out always, right? The quantum, if we want to see it like that. So just bringing up my messages downloaded from yesterday and today, we are clearing inner child wounding right now. That is why so much of the sun, right? The sun who we connect with, the masculine essence, right? Mother Earth being that divine mother that's always here holding us, and the sun being that source of the divine masculine, raining down on us to clear cleanse, because we are in a state to receive, because we're feeling more grounded in our bodies. But there's these emotions and energies that are trapped within and within our field still, right? Our energy centers, the chakras, and your auric field, right? Those mental, emotional, spiritual, causal, etheric bodies. And so we're in a time where we have the resources, we have the tips, we have the tools to work with this. So we are working with activating the divine child within, not only the wounded child, bringing them up to the surface to clear and work with them so that we can relate and connect and understand them so that they can be laid to rest finally, right? Finitely, right? Infinitely, because that's what they want to do. Let me tell you, your soul is so, it's tired. Okay. It's tired from all of the healing. It's tired from all of the journeys and the experiences that it has gone through already in this life alone, but also all of those other lifetimes that it's bringing in to restore the balance. And that's what it's all here to do and all here to bring. So we're celebrating with this light coming down on us. And Mother Earth holding us. We're celebrating the integration of the imagination and the creator that is us, that is that childlike presence. Do you remember what it was like when you were a child? Do you remember what you dreamed of? Do you remember what you wanted to be? All of these things you chose to want to be, right? You wanted to be an artist, you wanted to be a singer, you wanted to be a firefighter, you wanted to be this or that, right? You had this imagination that allowed you to create and be and think that you had the choice to be anything you wanted to. And we still have that, but it's been lost along the way, right? You are still the one who chooses to play and dream. All right, you guys, so let's get into the messages. And I always like to use my angel card deck first. I did create and open up healing and sacred space for connection, remembering, activation, downloads, whatever you may receive from this. And so you might listen to this again and again and again. You might see this on YouTube. I'm going to share it there as well. And I'm just going to pick some cards here and I'm going to lay them out. You guys, I swear, when the inner child's coming up, and these cards came up yesterday. If you follow me on Instagram at the underscore body underscore soul underscore intuitive, I did a reading there as well, okay? For the inner child and for other messages that were coming through. I don't really remember because most of them are just channeled. Okay, so it's so crazy, you guys. I was just talking about all of this. Anyways, I get really excited when I pull cards and like what I say before them is like, all right, it's like it connects. And this is why I love doing this work and I have fun with it. And sometimes it does feel mundane. It feels like, okay, let's do something else, Marisa. Let's try something new. And that's what I'm doing here. And Spirit was like, yeah, you're gonna be working with the tarot cards, the tarot deck. And I was like, do I have to, right? Like the inner child in me that's like, but I don't know, like the perfectionism, like that I want to be perfect at this reading, or like that it has to bring perfect messages through for you to relate with them. But that is the ego presenting itself. And so we have to really understand and love on that ego, love and say, hey, nothing, no one, no being is perfect, but it's perfect as it is, right? We are perfect as we are. And that's enough. That is enough. Anyways, I'm looking at these cards right now. I see because you are on YouTube and because I am recording this for the actual Anchored Ascension podcast, I'm not actually going to show the cards. I'm just going to read off of them. But the first card that came out, you guys, was literally self-acceptance. Okay, self-acceptance and this little angel holding her beautiful head, her cheeks right now. And right next to it is the card, do the work, okay? And what I keep on hearing, what I kept on hearing yesterday was, you have been doing the work. You have been doing so much work on yourself. Give yourself the props and the congratulations. Give yourself the compassion and the recognition. Give yourself a time to relax and integrate all that you've been healing, all that you've been going through, all that you've been doing, because you tend to overgive in your life. You've overgiven to others. You've overgiven to your employment. You've overgiven in maybe with your family, with your kids. It's now for you to work on boundaries, right? Energetic boundaries, spiritual boundaries, psychic boundaries, okay? Physical boundaries, like reading these cards, it's like you want so much beauty and to live and lead in beauty and with beauty, but through ease and grace. And sometimes to get to that place that we want to in our lives, to get what we want or what we desire or where we want to be, it isn't going to always be easy. And this is the ego and the wounded inner child kind of intersecting this moment right now, speaking up, saying, I don't want to do this. I don't want to create that masculine part of my business, right? Where I have to use Excel spreadsheets, or I have to use my calendar, or I have to be responsible and dedicated, right? To my practice or to whatever it is. This is the part of you that the rebel, right? The one that's like, no, it should be more easier, right? But let's remove those shoulds. And could it be easier? just from a different perspective of seeing it, right? Changing your way and your beliefs around what you're feeling, around what is coming up for you, around doing and making and creating the changes that need to happen so that you can manifest this reality and bring it into your reality a little bit more faster, right? Because it feels like you've been on this journey of healing and empowerment and doing the work and manifesting and setting the intentions for super, super long. But, okay, I'm gonna hold this card because I do love to hold things and touch things. I feel like that brings out the psychic work that I really do, which is in touch, being in touch, touching things, and really hearing what it has to bring through for me. So, and the clients that I work with and those that I connect with. So this card that came up next, Father Healing. It says your personal power increases as you give any father-related issues to heaven. Now, I can say in truth that I'm just gonna generalize it here. 4 out of the 5 sessions that I've done lately, okay, have been around father wounds. Have been around empowerment, power, power being taken away, confidence, low self-worth, low self-esteem, not feeling good enough, not feeling bright to shine your light enough in ways that you feel accepted, right? Coming back to self-acceptance. The next card was simplify your life, and the next one after that is self-employment. So, for some of you, this has a lot to do with self-employment. It has a lot to do with owning your own business or creating and making your own schedule or inviting in a new routine that you would like to see as a cycle for you. Okay. There's a cycle changing, there's a transition that is happening within either the way you're receiving or giving money or employment. Maybe a change of job or a way that you are thinking about of starting something new that will bring in a financial stability or that freedom to create your own schedule and how you wor are working, right? The Father Healing is, again, we need to have those tools, the resources of the masculine essence of ourselves, the analytical, the logical, the doing. The creating lists, right? Okay, because the feminine within us is the visionary. She is the one that is going to create and birth and make these things into reality. But we need the masculine presence to ask ourselves, what can we start with first? And then go from there, right? What have you been kind of going on that rainbow bridge, okay, over the more harder parts that will allow you to bring this employment or this freedom in creating your own schedule and this change that you want to happen. What have you been kind of bypassing is what I'm hearing. And nobody wants to hear that word bypassing, but we do it because it is safe and it feels comfortable, more comfortable and more familiar. And we're human beings, and familiarity and comfortability is what we feel safe with. All coming back to the body, okay? How has your body been wired and created for safety? Did you grow up with emotional, physical, spiritual, financial instability? And was that from your paternal line? Was your father or that person, that parent who held the more masculine essence around a lot? And if they weren't, is this showing up with this bypassing? Right? Bypassing your masculine presence within so that you can get shit done, so that you can go and get on with what you want to become. Okay. It's time to move on, is the next card. Blessed Change is the next card after that. So time to move on, blessed change. Yeah, so I talked about like for this change to happen, you're gonna have to work on, do that work to accept that and acknowledge the masculine within you. The divine feminine, yeah, the feminine qualities within you, that essence of playfulness, of rebirth, of creating, have been so online. Yeah, you've been like expressing yourself more clearly about how you're feeling. You've really risen into the divine qualities that of the feminine that allow you to gift yourself and give yourself the permission to rest and relax more daily, right? You've been allowing yourself to take care of yourself, nourish yourself more with foods and quality of life, those experiences that give you inspiration, that allow you to take yourself out of the doing, the having to be all of it or the responsibilities. You've been giving yourself time, more time and space. You can still give yourself more, is what they keep on saying. But for this change that you want to occur and to happen in your life, right? To have this freedom of choice around a new routine, around a new cycle of creating your own schedule or how you want to show up in your work, the work that you're doing here, whether that's owning your own business or whether you're already employed. You're looking for a new job. You need to write down lists, Bill. You need to create that inspired action and take it. And I feel like it's been coming through your dreams a lot lately. I feel like your dreams have been bringing you messages, and you need to write them down and commune with them. Like, work with them in a way that you don't define your day by them or your life by them. But you use the symbolism, you use the mysticism, you use the unseen realities that your spirit guides, your allies, your team of light, your angels are sending you. And you use that to work with it daily. It's like a medicine prescription, okay, from the doctors that they're sending you. I keep on hearing that we're clearing a lot of karma right now. We're clearing and shedding a lot of karma within our throat chakras. And this is all tied to worthiness. And it's all tied to the solar plexus, which is tied to that divine masculine, that source, the source of light. Okay? That brightens that I am presence, right? That brightens that bright yellow and golden light that is the solar plexus. It is connected with that father essence, okay, again. A lot of you may have felt down around again, the father in your life, that masculine presence not being around. And it's sitting on a subconscious level. It's sitting in a place, in a space, in a part of you that is now asking to be healed, to be renewed. We also have the Temple of Truth card, which is the throat chakra, authenticity, self-expression, okay? We have the karmic board clearing. What's this card say? It says energetic clearing, rewrite your story, live your truth. And the emerald tablet activation, cosmic ordering, divine alchemy, conscious manifesting. Yes. So again, bringing it full circle from when I talked about we're working with the sun that's coming in, bringing in all of that light intelligence all at once through this whole weekend with these solar flares that have been blasting off within us and down on us, through us, because we are the channels and conduits, because we are holding more of a frequency that can shift and lift and hold it, right? And it's all coming down into Gaia to activate these emerald green rays, right? Her nourishment, yeah, that reconnects us with healing, because the ray of healing is the green ray, okay? It is the one that Archangel Raphael works with as well and is on. And when we connect in with the color green, what do you connect with? You connect with maybe nature, right? You connect with regrowth. You connect with health, with stability, right? We're working on building stability in our health, in relationships, and in the work we do, right? Money, stability, support, longevity. It's all being reworked through this emerald green ray, this template upgrade, this activation, whatever you want to call it, by us being this divine child standing here and holding the space as everything is already working out for us. It's already working in us. And we just have to notice it and be aware of it and be conscious enough to be present with it. And if it is overly activating, overly charged, right? Then return to your resources. How can you resource in this time? How can you find that safety back within your body, being in your body, calling all parts back to you, bringing a sense of peace and harmony within you? I know for me, it's like, it's either, I'm able to sit outside, I'm able to sit in meditation in under the sunlight or with nature. Listen to the birds, and that brings me back into peace, into harmony. Or sometimes I'm not even able to do that. So I have to go jump on my trampoline, or AKA rebounder. I may have to shake it out, jump up and down, dance, move, sing, move that energy out, right? Right now, singing is a huge medicine for the throat chakra so that we can move through these energies. I'm just going to pull one more card, and because I brought the tarot deck here, I do want to bring forth a card for us all. All right, so what message do we most need to receive from this card deck, from spirit, for our hearts, for our inner child, for the messages here to land with us? What messages do we most need here? Okay, let's see what comes up here, you guys. I don't know. I don't know what's going to come up. All right, the King of Cups. In the back of the deck is the Two of Swords. So, again, we're clearing the path. We're clearing our veils. We're clearing the ego. We're working with the ego. We are not bypassing the ego, because the ego is here to show us, hey, you need to work with your creator masculine. Your divine masculine, your masculine essence, to get shit done, to accomplish it, to dream more, to write down your goals, write down your intentions, what it is you want to reach, what it is you want to desire and see, what it is you want to be in this reality, right? And the King of Cups card. All right, so these cards are so funny. Honestly, Magic Seer Holographic Tarot deck by, what is this? A.E. Wait, yeah. So traditional tarot card for sure. So let me get some messages in here. Yeah, so I mean, like from this card, I'm feeling like the King of Cups is bringing through a message of watery essence, working with water, working with fluidity, working with change, working with the way you see things. And we also have the colors of red, yellow, and blue. So again, the solar plexus, the root chakra, the throat chakra, bringing stability and authenticity in the expression and stability in safety when you are creating. And you do that by accessing the masculine within you, okay? To allow the feminine to rise, to allow that beautiful weaving of the kundalini, right? Both essence and energies that rise to birth, create, and bring forth. Is there anything else? Hold the peace within you. You can't lose it, okay? Peace is always within you. That vibration is always remembered. You just need to remind yourself in those moments that you feel like you're losing it, okay? That you've lost peace. Anything else? Yeah, and just things are being very cleared out right now in our mental bodies, our emotional bodies. So being clear on your intention, when you are working with these deeper, darker, more heavier parts of yourself, right? The inner child wounded. Not all of the parts of the inner child are wounded. There are lots of the inner child that are creative, that are playful, that are imaginative, working with those parts, bringing the balance. And I also just feel like just stay grounded and rooted in who you are. There, you are all that you are already. You just need to believe in it. You just need to feel and see this dream within that you are already becoming it. And it's so beautiful. Just from this one card, just from this one card, King of Cups. Any tarot readers, please comment below on this video to let me know if I did okay with that. I feel like I did. But yeah, just looking at all of these cards, you guys, you're doing it. We're doing it, and we're all in this together. So, any beautiful, inspiring comments, any beautiful, inspiring aha moments that come through, type them, write them down, and share them with another or share them with this community. That really does help each other and it does help us all. And I am going to end this here, and I hope this brought some clarity, brought some loving awareness and kindness to your spirit. And take lots of care, you guys.